Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIVC. Thank you for joining us this morning. Well, in studio now, we've got Rebecca Parks. She is a registered nurse. She's been a board member for over 12 years of the Parkinson's Awareness Association of Central Indiana. We call them PACEY. We are glad to meet you, Rebecca. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. What is the Parkinson's Awareness Association of Central Indiana, and how did it get started?
Yes, it's an Indiana-based Parkinson's group, essentially formed to help people with Parkinson's disease, their friends, families, caregivers, healthcare providers, and basically the general public. And we do that by way of our core values, promoting awareness and providing resources, education, and support. And actually, it was founded, 30 years ago
or
more.
Oh, it's been around
a long time. By a caregiver, Marjorie Schultz, after her husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and she went looking for information and support and didn't find anything. So she did what a lot of caregivers do and started her own support group, and essentially started as what you would think of as a traditional support group, and then kind of grew from there. And
how did you volunteers. Get involved? You are a registered nurse, but what led you in this direction of actually becoming on a board and being there for 12 years?
Well, I work at the VA, and I had a grandmother who had Parkinson's disease, and I was one of her caregivers. And at the time at the VA, I was working on my master's degree for nurse practitioner, and one of my coworkers, essentially a speech pathologist, a former president of PACEY, John Duck, invited me to come do some of my clinical training there as part of my program, and I did, and I really enjoyed it and kind of got involved with the educational programs and running those, and became a board member and have served in various roles
ever since. It's hard to find a dedicated board member that will stay for 12 years. Let's talk about the disease itself. Is it primarily strike older adults?
Primarily, yes.
But it can strike younger.
It can. There's like a young onset Parkinson's disease, and that's typically in the 30s and 40s, that kind of age around there.
Oh, what kind of symptoms did your grandmother first experience?
Her first symptoms were the tremor in her hands. And she actually, one of her presenting signs, now that we know more, was depression.
Depression?
Mm-hmm.
This was even before the disease was diagnosed.
Right. And that's really even before we knew that depression was kind of in the syndromes of Parkinson's disease, is kind of one of those what we call secondary symptoms. Mm. And oftentimes that can be the first presenting symptom.
Interesting. With us is Rebecca Parks. She's a registered nurse and a board member for over 12 years with Parkinson's Awareness Association of Central Indiana. Someone that is diagnosed today, what has changed in 20, 30 years as far as treatment and what we know about Parkinson's disease?
Treatment? Well, there's been a lot of advances as far as kind of what I would call more invasive treatments, such as surgical. There's the deep brain stimulators available now. That wasn't even thought of when my grandmother was diagnosed. And one of the gold standard treatment really is the carbidopa levodopa pills to help with the symptoms. And that wasn't even invented when my grandmother was diagnosed either. So,
we've come a long
way.
Would you say we've come a long way in 30 years?
Certainly, I think so. Still, all of the things I mentioned are treatments for symptoms. So we're still, looking for a cure for Parkinson's disease, and there's lots of research going on in that area.
And there are newfound ways that to cope with the disease. In fact, we talk about rock steady boxing.
Yes.
We talk about the climb and exercises and things that are helping, specifically created for those with Parkinson's.
Yes, there's lots of those. That's another I guess, an ancillary thing. Actually, it's really important in a person with Parkinson's disease is to have some kind of regular physical activity, whether it's through the programs you mentioned or something else that they like. There's Tai Chi, there's swimming. We have all of those groups listed on our website that you can access depending on what you like and what you're comfortable with. But the important thing is that there's something you do on a regular basis. And that is probably one of the more important things.
Rebecca Parks is with us. She is a registered nurse and a PACI board member. Let's get that website out there. It is PACI, PAACI.org, for anyone that would like to know more about what they do. And, you know, we can also donate and help you. Tell us how, I guess the question is, how is PACI funded?
Well, PACI is funded pretty much just by donations over the years, donations, grants, bequests. We do also have a membership, which is like $25 a year annually for members. And that is, if you do that, then that usually gives you a discount to any of our paid events and that kinds of things. And you can be, we do ask for that if you're applying for our respite grant and that kind of thing. But so membership, donations, grants, those kinds of things.
Okay, PAACI, pronounced PACI, PAACI.org. Do you have some upcoming events?
We do. April's Parkinson's Awareness Month, and in recognition of that, we are holding this year what we call a mini symposium on Saturday, April 25th. At our location, Hillsdale Court, from 12 to 4. We have a food truck lunch available and some music. And there will be a speaker, Rachel Glasser, who's a therapist. And she'll just be talking about kind of coping, how to cope with the kind of a chronic disease and that kind of thing. So it should be good. Those events are always fun.
Okay. How do we find out? Is that all on the website?
It is.
Okay. PAACI, if you'd like to have more information. And again, someone that is, whether you're a caregiver or you are someone that has just been diagnosed with Parkinson's, the Parkinson's Awareness Association of Central Indiana might be a great resource for you to start. And again, just go over just some of those things that you can help those, that website and what you're able to do.
We have lots of information and resources in our office that we can send you. We have an annual symposium. We have a quarterly newsletter that's award-winning. Those are kind of our main things. We have free monthly educational meetings on the last Sunday of the month. And we also have our PACI Cares Respite subsidy program, which is a $500 grant for in-home respite care.
Rebecca, thank you. Rebecca Parks, registered nurse, and over 12 years she's been on the board for the Parkinson's Awareness Association of Central Indiana, PAACI.org. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you.
American Senior Communities, I need to let you know about them too. They are a great supporter of our show, ASCSeniorCare.com. Well, as we mentioned, April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, and so there is a huge event that is going to take place. It's a yard sale, but many families are involved with this, and all of the proceeds will benefit Rocksteady Boxing. This will be on April 10th and 11th. It's near 21st and Midhoffer. 2243 Burney Drive is the actual address on the northeast side of town, and you'll see the big orange signs as you get closer to that area. But the general area, 21st and Midhoffer, again, it benefits Rocksteady. 2 days, 8 to 4, both days, rain or shine. The news is next. 93 WIBC. See.